The purpose of these classes are primarily to help us overcome certain emotional upheavals that we get into repetitively without our conscious knowing, and which causes severe anomalies in our body. It causes deformities, it causes ailments, it causes illnesses, and sometimes it can even consume our life. So the whole purpose of these meditations are to help us work with our emotional distress and our emotions. It may be from work, it may be from home, it can be from anywhere, and to help us overcome this so that we can tide over the problems and live life beautifully. So let us start with this practice now. The first thing is, of course, we always reach out to the higher consciousness so that we can develop this inner strength to work with all these aspects of our being. So keep your back, neck and head straight. So sit, if you're sitting on a chair, then make sure that feet are not crossed. They're placed next to each other. And if you're sitting in a couch where your hips just sink, then make sure that you sit on a harder surface so that the hips are above the knees so that your back can remain straight. If your hips sink into the couch, your back will curve, you won't be able to sit straight, and that will not be good for you. So make sure you sit on a flat chair. If you're sitting on the ground, make sure you do not have a backrest. This is very important. You can place a few blankets or a pillow under your sit bones so that you can raise your sit bones, and that way your back will become straight. These are the simple ways in which you can improve your body posture. Now, imagine you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. Imagine you're sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The circle is on the ground. You can think, visualize, imagine, or feel. So if you're not able to do any of them, then you can tell yourself, I'm sitting in a golden circle of light, which is as wide as my extended arms with fingers extended. Which means that if you raise your arms and extend on either side of you and keep your fingers straight, this is your extended arms with fingers stretched out. Imagine sitting in such a circle. It's on the ground. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, walk up to this pole, hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat connected by your ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that's preventing you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, and low self-esteem. Now, send this love back to the higher consciousness. As you breathe in, imagine a flower in the center of your chest and observe whether this flower is a bud, has blossomed, or whether it has wilted. Either way, order these flowers to come into full bloom. And now, breathe in, receiving the love from the higher consciousness, and as you breathe out, direct the love back to the higher consciousness. Breathe in love from the higher consciousness, and breathe out love back to the higher consciousness. Now we are going to work on betrayal. So what is important here is to understand that the house that you live in is projected in the inner space as your inner house. And that house is cluttered, disturbed, and its emotional balance is way off the mark. So what you have to do is to reset and restore the energy of the inner house so that the emotion that you carry from betrayal is reduced. It has to be done repetitively for you to completely erase the emotion that is lodged in this experience. So to start with, imagine the situation that you hold in your memory of betrayal. At the same time, ask your higher consciousness to show you your inner house. The inner house is a projection of the house that you lived in or live in. It has got all the rooms that you would normally see: the kitchen, the bedroom, the bath, the toilet, the living room, the veranda, whatever rooms that exist in your inner house, identify with it. Now slowly progress from one room to the other. Let us start with the veranda. Observe this inner space, the veranda. Observe the cleanliness, the clutter, how it is, the arrangement. And if that is something that you don't like, then do all that is required to reset this environment, the veranda, into something that is acceptable by you. Take your time. Once this is done, let's go into the living room. Observe the living room, the furniture, the arrangements, and observe if there's any clutter. The veranda describes your life and interaction with people outside the house. The living room describes your personality that you would express to people who are familiar with you, but not those whom you know very well. So arrange the living room the way you want: the furniture, the colors, the walls, the decorations, everything that you would want in that living space. Next, go into the kitchen. Observe the kitchen. If there is clutter, observe the clutter, whether it's vessels, whether it is the walls, the wardrobes, whatever it is, make sure that your kitchen is cleansed and restored the way you would want it to be. And now come into the bedroom. If you have done the kitchen, walk into the master bedroom, and this is the place which you occupy. Observe how the room is and set it right. Take your time. Again, look at the walls, look at any leakages, any moisture, any fungus. Look in the wardrobes, set them all right. Now go into the other guest bedroom or the second bedroom and set it right. It could be a children's bedroom or a guest bedroom. If there is a place where you pray, a specific room or a specific place where you conduct your prayers or rituals. Go to that place. This is where your heart is. And sanctify your heart. Cleanse this place. Now look at the toilets and the bathrooms. These represent your colon and your excretory systems. Now come to the exterior of the house. Walk out of the house. Look around. This describes the outer perimeter of your being. And if there's anything that you need to remedy, please do that. Including the coloring of the walls or any dirt, garbage that's accumulating. Get rid of it. Now, come back to the experience of betrayal. Visualize it again. And this time, tell yourself, I choose to release this experience from all directions of time and from all planes of existence. I choose to release all thoughts, emotions, feelings, beliefs, patterns, experiences, judgments, attachments, and expectations. I cut the cords that connect them to the mind. I set them free. I own up responsibility for all the feelings that you carry, despite the fact that you moved on in time and space. So repeat these words in your mind silently. I forgive myself unconditionally. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I take responsibility for my feelings and my emotions. I make peace with my past. My past is dead. I let go. In your inner scene, see a flower in the center of your chest. Order this flower or the bunch of flowers to come into full bloom. As you breathe in, draw the rays of the sun into this flower. Ask your higher consciousness to send it to whichever part of the body that needs healing. As you breathe out, direct this energy to this experience of betrayal. Ask the higher consciousness to take care of the healing. Come back to conscious awareness. Move your arms, your legs, raise your shoulders, rotate them. Turn your head from side to side to release any stress that you might have accumulated. And slowly open your eyes. Come back. It's important for us to work with this feeling. It doesn't go away straight away, but it's important for us to work with it every day so that little by little this feeling goes away. But when you have very strong feelings, in our memory, we depend on these feelings. It becomes our crutch. It becomes our walking stick. It becomes our false pillar of strength. We start reasoning with it. We start justifying our sorrow, our sadness. And when we get into an argument, then we say, you don't have an idea what I've gone through. So you start using these emotions as your false leaning post. So you have to let go of it little by little so that you can come back to yourself and drop this false leaning post altogether. And that is why the meditation is suggested in the beginning, so that you can replace this false leaning post by the leaning post of the higher consciousness. You depend on the higher consciousness and you hold on to the higher consciousness so that you can move away from the feeling of betrayal and start working with it. So every single day you have to work with your inner house. So you set it in order, and as you move on, go on setting this inner post, you will see that slowly, the house will look cleaner, neat, and you will see that you will have new arrangements of the house, and you will see that the sense of betrayal would completely be erased, and you will no longer be affected by your memory. This is necessary, that you have to do it every day. When you carry self-worth, then you will practice it every day. So that enhances your self-worth, makes you stronger, makes you more powerful, and makes you own your life. But when you carry emotions that are heavy and that weigh you down, then your self-worth gets compromised. And you live only to fight. You don't live to own your life. You live to fight for your life. So which is why it is important that you work with yourself on a daily, on a day-to-day basis, so that you can improve continuously and move from fighting for your life to living your life. That is what we do at Agar Meditation. So let us go back to one small meditation before we close. And this is a meditation that I'm doing to erase any small things and replace the emotions, redundant emotions, with emotions of love and gratitude. So again, keep your back, neck and head straight. You can do this with your eyes open or eyes closed. Ask your higher consciousness to bring to your awareness beautiful experiences, uplifting experiences, happy experiences, calming experiences that have occurred from this morning. These include your shower, your morning beverage, the clothes you're wearing, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, wherever you experienced happiness, joy, peace, love. Please remember these experiences. Now, I want you to relive each of these experiences as if they are happening right now. And when you start feeling the joy, the happiness, the calm, the peace, the love, at that moment, I want you to tell yourself, I am feeling happy now, or I am feeling calm now, I am feeling loved now, I am feeling peaceful now, I am feeling joyous now, whatever that feeling is. Don't be in a hurry. Take your time. And when you experience the joy, the calm, the peace, the love, the happiness, share it with all of creation. Breathe in. As you breathe out, share these beautiful feelings with all of creation. If you still have any redundant feelings, you can repeat these words after me. I attract invite, and harbor only those energies in my highest and best good. I attract, invite, and harbor only those energies in my highest and best good. I let go of everything else. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready.